Garrett Dutton, a.k.a. G-Love, grew up in Philadelphia. He's been making music since the age of 8. His debut album, G-Love and Special Sauce, came out in 1994 on the classic OK Blues label, and it melded hip-hop styles with traditional blues forms in a distinctive sound that became a reference point for lots of artists in the years to come. To date, he's released 11 full-length studio recordings and just recently toured with Dave Matthews. Here's G-Love playing a couple of songs and speaking with 91.5 KRCC's Vicky Gregor during a stop through Colorado Springs on his most recent concert tour.
Hey, this is G-Love right here, and this is a song called Superhero Brother. This song about saving the world with my guitar. Every once in a while, I gotta use my superpowers. Even on saving the world out of style. It ain't my fault, all this bad stuff is happening. But now it's time to put my foot on down. Oh, baby, my love don't seem the same. No, 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 no. Man, they say that love is all you need to heal the world. Plus $1 trillion, have you heard? That President Trump, Santa Claus, and Green Goblin. Saddam Hussein, Spider-Man, and Bin Laden. Britney Spears, Jesus, and the cast of the Friends. Met for brunch last week to solve the world problem with a call on me. I do it. Shout my single over Colorado Springs. I be true with his modest thing. Pleasure to come down from my grass. Get off of my front porch to save all you. I don't think I can say it on the radio, but you get the point. Oh, baby, my love don't seem the same. Man, changes come over me, my muscle growing. So I freestyle my ass across the USA. Solve the economy, the homeless problem. Say what's left of the environment. Create jobs for everybody be doing something that they want to be doing. Man, if you can't do a smack, well, you better do something. This is the time when you sure can't do nothing. That means you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me too. Oh, baby, yeah. Now play the blues. Fly overseas and set all the slaves free from prostitution, sweatshop, child labor. Solve the myriad of problems in the Middle East. Make a sunpower car, we aren't to fight for oil fields. And I take all the troops back from wherever they roam. And whatever they're fighting and whatever side they're on. And I send them on the first plane home to their moms. And we can make coffee tables out of all these bombs. For real. My love don't seem the same. Man, all this seem kinda hard, but it really ain't nothing. All you gotta do is get bit by a spider or something. We could change the world in a week or a day. And if you got problems, man, I'll sweep them away. So you find yourself in a world full of trouble, just call on G-Love, the superhero brother. And I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh man, I'll be there. Oh baby, my love don't seem the same. No, 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 no.
This is Vicky Gregor, and I'm in the studio today with Garrett Dutton, a.k.a. G-Love. Thank you so much for hanging out today, G-Love.
Oh, thanks for having me, Vicky. It's great to be here.
I was first introduced to you with 1994's G-Love and Special Sauce, 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I'm from upstate New York, and one of the things that struck me, besides loving that record end-to-end, was it was such an East Coast experience.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously Philadelphia figures in, right? And part of your history is doing solo stuff out on the streets of Philadelphia. That really is in your story, right?
So kind of take it back to like the 70s in Philadelphia. So I grew up in the Center City area, and there's a street, a famous like promenade street called South Street. And it was really like a gathering place for like the whole city. So every type of walk of life would be out there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of street performers out there. So there was jugglers, there was magic acts, there was a dude who played Mozart on like wine glasses, you know, there was puppeteers, there was like folk singers and everything you can imagine. But the street performance culture was really vibrant, right? So when I was like in high school, I don't know, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. I was starting to write songs and wanting to play, so I just took it out on the street. And hey, we just went out to kind of mess around, and we made like $20 and change. So we're like, whoa, okay. You know, like you make $20 when you're 16 in 1987. That's like a lot of money. So I was like, oh, maybe I can make a living doing this.
So 6 years from that, you write this incredible record, this amazing record, right? That would bring us up to you were 22 in 94. Is that about right?
Yeah, like we got signed in like the fall of 93 to put the band together in 93. Yeah, so I was 20, 21. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. And again, it was that East Coast feel. And I'm going to have to jump immediately to This Ain't Living, which really, I mean, it's really one of your masterworks.
It sounds so hype, it's got soul, as a Philly cat. I'm with the roll and the swing of my things, how they work like clockwork, tick tock, tick tock. It sounds always looking in your head, gotta go to work and get fed.
I'm assuming you still stand by that song. I play it now as a DJ, and I'm like, holy mackerel, this song is phenomenal. You know, and
yeah, thank you. Thinking back to that song, This Ain't Living, it was really, it's still to this day is, you know, one of my, if not my favorite song for us to play, because it's, musically it's very open and the message is poignant. It's just like any other song though, like you write them because you love to play music, and you know, some of them really do stand the test of time though.
You must listen to, you know, the radio now and hear some bands on the charts that probably have listened to more than one G Love and Special Sauce or G Love record. And just thinking about people like Jack Johnson, and I know you guys have worked together, and Jason Mraz, and you could even argue Black Keys, and I heard a story about an interview you gave about a show in Detroit that just happened to have a young Kid Rock and a young Jack White there. Look what happened there. How does that feel?
It's just an honor. It just kind of shows you like how music is, because it's just, you know, no one has invented this thing, right? It's kind of as old as cavemen sitting around and banging rocks and, you know, trying to communicate. It's all connected, and so, you know, we're just one people along the line, and I think that we did approach, you know, the timing. It was kind of like my generation, right? Like, so I grew up being inspired by the Beatles and Bob Dylan, which a lot of millions of people are, obviously, and then also being one of the first generations of, you know, kids to listen to hip-hop, and it just all kind of like happened in this very natural way that wasn't contrived at all. It was just really a product of how, you know, the things I experienced growing up.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice. Stop a spice from the top to a BK. Got a back row of drink, but girls got the bait on the front board. See, I got some ice.
You were actively on the road. Would you say most of your year is traveling? Or are you able to, you know, you've achieved levels of success now. Are you able to pick and choose a little bit more now, or is it on the road making it, you know?
Well, now we just got a house in Cape Cod, so
okay, there you go. Well worth it. There's your goal. Yeah,
no, but I mean, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, we've achieved like a great success, but never really a huge commercial success. So we're kind of like, you know, this is our job. Like, I mean, I love playing for one thing. Like, I always think about, like, what if I became so filthy rich that I wouldn't even have to play this guitar? Like, I'd still want to play. Maybe I wouldn't do, I think we do about, you know, 125, 150 shows a year right now. Maybe if I, like, I don't know, won the lottery or something, then I'd maybe I'd just do 50 or 75 shows. It's always a juggling act, like, you know, family life and home life and being on the road. So it's a challenge. That's the kind of one of the drawbacks of being a professional musician. But you have to, it's part of it, you know.
Well, I want to thank you, G-Love. I really appreciate the journey since 1994. Mm. Thank you for being here, and let's take it out with a song.
Oh, hey, I'm G-Love, and this song's called Back to Boston. It's a road about I-95 and everything that can happen on that road. I'm going back to Boston, I think I'm losing my mind. Going back to Boston, driving I-95. But I know your girl, she ain't no friend of mine. Oh no, baby. Ooh. Boston cold, man, those women's wearing too much clothes. Oh no, ain't like all them girls in New York though. But when that sun is shining, they got a lot of leg to show. Show it, baby. Sure looking good too. Whoa, I'm a good man, so I need a good woman too. I'm a real good man, oh, I need a good woman too. Yeah, that New York girl, she didn't do nothing but give me the blues. Well, we was to be married in the spring. Oh, man, I gave her my diamond ring. Oh, she changed her mind, she doing her own thing. Do your thing, baby, like this. I like it when you do your thing, though. I just wish you'd do your thing with me one of these old times. Come on back home, baby. I'll treat you right. Let's go get a boy. Boston winners, them suckers is long and rough. And all these Boston girls, they got to stay all covered up. But now it's summertime, man, they sure looking good enough. But not as good as those girls from Colorado Springs. Whoa, looking for a woman that's looking for a worried man. Oh, I'm looking for a woman that's looking for a worried man. Oh, that New York girl, she don't ever try to understand. So I'm going back to Boston, I think I'm losing my mind. Whoa, back to Boston, dropping I-95. I found a fine girl, look at one more. Ooh, she don't ever ease my mind. Ease me, baby.